Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Trish Cornett from Cal State Fullerton. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance tonight. I'll be giving you some comments that will hopefully be helpful to you in your continued growth and development. And typically we don't give any comments during the warm-up piece, so I'll just hold the mic and let you kind of hear yourselves in this space. I'm sure it'll take a little bit of getting used to. And then I'll jump in and give you some comments on Air for Strings and the Emerald Falcon. All right, lovely sound on the warm-up. You get a nice warm sound to the orchestra, and it's actually very good balance so far. I mean, I can absolutely hear the lowest voices, so that's great, and I'm looking forward to hearing the two adjudicated pieces. All right, good. Off to a really nice start so far on this one. The intonation is actually very good once we got into the second bar. The first note between the first violins and the violas was a little bit timid, and the intonation kind of suffered a little bit there, so you're going to want to be really careful about that. I love the nice soft pianos that you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
you know, as with the other groups that I've heard tonight from your school, I would encourage you to open up the sound a little bit on the mezzo fortes. You do soft dynamics really well. And usually I'm telling schools or ensembles the opposite. You know, say, nice job with the louds, but you got to be softer on the softs. With youth, it's actually the opposite. You know, again, here, it's beautiful playing. I just want to hear a little bit more contrast, and even not just really dynamically, but in the intensity of your sound as you move through these phrases. I mean, there are long, beautiful phrases happening here in the music, in the written music, but we're not quite breathing enough life into them. Phrasing and dynamics are two things that we always have to exaggerate more than we think we do in order for them to get off the stage into to the listeners. We always have to do a little bit more than we think we're going to. I could use a little bit more of that viola line in that one bar there, 23. Nice job with that transition. You know, again, I just from a balance standpoint, am having a little bit of a hard time hearing the violas here. If I didn't have a score in front of me, I'm not sure if I would know that there were these moving eighth notes here. And here, I mean, you know, again, okay, that's a little bit better right there, but in 34, I don't know that I would think that was forte if I didn't have a score in front of me. You got a little bit better at 35. This is the fullest I've heard you play so far. And, you know, everything I would just say, yes and more. So, you know, your forte, I would say that's a mezzo forte. Your fortissimo, I would say that's a forte. I haven't heard a real fortissimo yet, because with the size of people, or the size of the orchestra, with the number of people on stage, you should be able to produce a massive sound when you really want to, when you let it open up and really go for it. And that's what I would just encourage you to do. Yeah, I would say, you know, as I'm watching you, I'm seeing a real forte, or fortissimo rather, gesture from your conductor. I'm just not hearing it from you guys. So just make sure that you just don't be afraid to really expand the dynamic range. You are doing a lovely job with the cantabile nature of this, though. Again, though, violas, from a balance standpoint, this is always a struggle with the inner voice in any ensemble, really. Even in a string quartet or a saxophone quartet, it's that alto voice that is always the hardest one to hear. And you've got violas in this whole section beginning at 65. You've got the most interesting harmonies, really. And so we want to make sure we bring those out so we can actually hear it. Those G sharps there, the E flat in bar 61. I mean, that's really interesting harmony. So make sure we can hear it. Yeah, so this is a true piano. You're doing a marvelous job with the piano side of dynamics. And that was a lovely last note. That's really quite good. And the intonation is very good throughout.
What I want to hear more of is a nice, full sound. And like I said, usually I'm telling ensembles the opposite. And so this is a much easier thing to fix. Really just go for those big, full sounds. There's so many of you up there. no reason you can't produce a huge, lush orchestral sound. All right, the Emerald Falcon. Nope, not yet. Okay, there is some nice dynamic contrast happening here. I like that crescendo in bar 7 quite a bit. The thing that's standing out to me more in this piece is the clarity of articulation and or rhythm. So if you aren't playing those 16th notes nice and separated in the violins and viola at the beginning, if you don't play them nice and crisp and separated, it's hard for us to hear that they're 16th notes. It kind of sounds like some sort of eighth note, maybe dotted 8/16th rhythm. And so it's not really about the articulation as much as it is about us being able to actually discern the rhythm that you're playing. And so you may have to experiment with some of this bowing here, especially when you have 16th notes, in a way that allows us to really hear what rhythm you're playing. And that, you know, that happens, the same thing is true, rather, at bar 10, at bar 8, sorry, bar 10, yeah, and again at bar 22. I mean, what I really like about how you're playing right now is the energy with which you're playing. Go for it, go for it, go for it. Really let it build. Yeah, be careful that we're not sliding between notes there. Careful of the intonation just in that one little moment there. Good, and in this section, the most interesting thing that's happening is this pizzicato line in the cellos. So you want to maybe adjust the dynamics just a little bit so that we hear that. I mean, they basically have the melody there. And it sounds like they're almost trying to play below the whole note people and want to make sure that we can actually hear them so they can play out just a little bit there. Lovely solo here. You know, again, really let that crescendo build to the true mezzo forte, 108 going into 109. I just keep getting this feeling that we're holding back a little bit. is some wonderful solo playing. Yeah, first violins there at 118. Really? Go for that. You take over the melody for that one moment, for that one measure. It's almost like a duet between you and the soloist. And so you want to take over your part, really, really take ownership over that part at 118. And here, too, this is basically a duet between the first solo violin and the solo bass. And I know it's mezzo piano, rather, and I know it says dolce. But we still want to be able to hear it. It's mezzo piano and dolce within the context of it being the melody, the most important thing here. Okay, good. That was a nice swell. Okay, good. Now this is the first time we're really kind of opening up to sound. So that's good. Yeah, again, there in the balance, this is supposed to be equal partnership here between the violin and bass. And I want to hear a little bit more of the bass in the mix. Good. That's all good. You know, same issue that we had at the beginning in terms of just the clarity of the rhythm. So you're going to want to experiment with the bowing there. But the energy is quite good and the accuracy is quite good here. So, you know, at 178, 179, in addition to really wanting the clarity of that rhythm there, I want to be able to hear that really in the mix of the long notes that are happening, the dotted half notes. I want the moving notes, the second violin and the viola part. I really want to hear that through the texture there. And again, you know, dynamics are all relative, and I know everybody's got fortissimo, so it looks like it would be equal parts of every voice, but you really have to just trust your ears on that and know that you may have to compensate a little bit. You may have to have the whole note people or the dotted half note people play a little bit less and have those sixteenth note people play out a little bit more just in order to make the reality of hearing both parts equally, just to make that happen. So don't be afraid to really trust your ears and make some of those adjustments to what's written on the page. I know you worked with Richard Meyer recently, and I think that his preference would be to be able to hear the parts equally. So make sure, you know, don't be afraid to make those kinds of adjustments. You know, you did much better on this second piece in terms of just really letting the sound open up and fill up the hall than you did on the first piece. I would love to hear you take the same energy and just refocus it so that we're getting long, lush, beautiful phrases that grow and that go somewhere when you go back and do that first piece, the air for strings. You know, like I said, you're doing a lot of things really, really well. There's a few moments in that second piece, the Emerald Falcon, where we need to clean up the articulation just simply so that we can discern what rhythm you're playing. So keep working on that. But mostly I just want to hear that sound open up as much as it did in some of those bigger moments in that piece. You play with a really nice ensemble sound. There are a few moments of balance that I talked about throughout, so keep working on those things. But you play with a nice full, a nice lush ensemble sound. I just would like to hear it be a little bit more full at times. But you play with sensitivity, you play with pretty good intonation most of the time, which is really good, especially when you have this many people playing. And you're doing a lot of things really, really well. So keep up the good work, and hopefully some of these comments that I've given you will help you kind of get up to the next level. And I think they're actually relatively easy things to fix, and I think they'll make a big difference in your sound. So hopefully you find some of these things helpful, and thanks again for being here, and I hope you have a great time at the park.